From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The September 11th attacks prompted the New York City Police Department to re-examine its relationship with the city's Muslims. They make up 10% of the New York population. Bob Henley of member station WNYC has the story of the NYPD's annual Ramadan program.
There was not an empty seat to be had at the NYPD's auditorium at One Police Plaza. NYPD brass, Muslim clerics, and community members all stood and listened to the cadences of the call to prayer from the NYPD's imam, who has had chaplain status since 2003.
And whether you show what is in your minds or conceal it, God calls you to account for it.
After September 11th, the NYPD saw an opportunity. As a force long dominated by Irish Catholics, headed by a guy named Kelly, it committed to increase its outreach to Muslim New Yorkers.
Well, good morning. Welcome to police headquarters, and quite an impressive turnout.
That outreach also meant diversifying its own ranks. In the fall of 2001, hundreds of officers who spoke Arabic and other foreign languages saw their career prospects improve. These days, half of the incoming recruits are people of color and hail from 57 countries. This annual event, where Muslim New Yorkers can directly engage Commissioner Ray Kelly, was the perfect place for Bashir Jones to lobby for a Muslim public school holiday.
During the month of Ramadan, it's a month of giving and love and compassion. And one of the best gifts that the mayor can give the Muslims in New York City is to pass the bill that the city council members has overwhelmingly signed off on and giving the children off on the Eid celebrations. We thank you very much.
That proposal is something Mayor Bloomberg has expressed reservations about. Despite the department's outreach, there are controversies. A joint federal and NYPD sting operation that targeted four men from Newburgh, New York, who allegedly planned to bomb a city synagogue, prompted audience members to question if government informants were acting more as instigators. But the most common concerns are like those expressed by clerics of any faith preparing for a high-traffic holiday. It's basics like parking. Here in Brooklyn at the Dawood Mosque, pairs of shoes belonging to congregants are neatly tucked in a wall unit by the front door. Detective Ahmed Nasser, who heads the NYPD Muslim liaison effort, has come to check in with the mosque's imam. Nasser came from Yemen when he was 20. He learned English, studied accounting, and in 2000 fulfilled his dream, becoming a member of the NYPD. A year later came September 11th.
That was the saddest day of my life. There was a lot of verbal incidents that occurred. You know, my wife was taking my kids from school, and she was called, "You effing terrorist, go back to where you came from." Mind you, my wife was born in Brooklyn. So it was really hard.
Nasser says something enduring came out of that crucible, a sense that he was being embraced by something bigger than the prejudice his family experienced.
My colleagues came to me and they said, "Do you have problems? Everything okay with you? Do you need any help?" And I was touched by that. And that really made me feel I have brothers.
As Nasser speaks, there's a sudden rush of noise upstairs. The mosque plumbing has failed and water is pouring from a burst pipe. Nasser comes up with a business card for a local plumber. It's not typical police work, but it is another small bridge between the city's police force and its Muslim population. For NPR News, I'm Bob Henley in New York.